Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carleen Higgins.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It's Carleen and Jill on the mics today. We're two longtime magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters, and we're here every single Wednesday to share what's good in the beauty world. You know, all the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. If you're new here, welcome. And hello to my lovely co-host. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Carleen. And of course, if you're a longtime listener, we're glad you're here too. We've had some epic guests on our show over the past 6 years and nearly 300 episodes. Everyone from founders like Hoda Kotb and Bobbi Brown, celebs like Kate Hudson, Tracee Ellis Ross, makeup and skincare pros like Makeup by Mario and Joanna Vargas, just to name a few. But I am giddy with our September lineup. We're kind of crushing it, I have to say. And in case you missed it, last week we welcomed back the board-certified dermatologist, Dr. Shireen Idris, and that was just such a fun conversation. So much skincare knowledge was dropped, and the hits, they just keep coming, because this week we are finally getting to sit down with the in-demand makeup artist of all makeup artists on Instagram, Katie Jane Hughes.
Cue the applause. Woo! Katie Jane Hughes, she's a British celebrity and editorial makeup artist based in Brooklyn, New York. Her clients include the likes of Hailey Bieber. You may have heard of her. She just did Hailey's makeup for the latest Rode event, that strawberry lip peptide treatment drop. Plus, she has clients like Ashley Graham and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
When she's not on set working with clients, Katie's, you know, she's got those tips and tutorials coming in hot. And it really has amassed this cult community of beauty enthusiasts. And I think if you were to look at all of the comments over the years, probably the top comment she would be getting is like, when are you coming out with your own line? When are we getting Katie Jane Hughes Beauty? And we've got news today.
Oh, yes. Big news. This month, Katie is finally dropping her much anticipated eponymous range called KJH Brand. I do believe that's how she's tagging it on Instagram so far. So her debut product drop, it's a 3-piece customizable cream and highlighter kit. It's called the Hyper Shine Highlight Kit. It includes the Hyper Shine Light Pigment, which is a cream highlighter in a little glass pot, plus a Hyper Shine Serum. That's a clear liquid shine formula in a lip gloss shaped tube that's meant to be a mixing medium to be used with the pigments or on its own. And finally, there's also a brush as part of the kit that allows for seamless application of the cream products.
Yeah, I love that she just took care of that for us and we don't need to wonder what brush to use. So it's basically this versatile and customizable cream highlighter kit. And it really makes all kinds of sense coming from her because she's so well known for that gleaming, gorgeous skin. And, you know, the Hypershine Light Pigment, so that's the one in the little glass pot that you mentioned, that's coming in four shades, and it's suited to illuminate all complexions. And it's kind of this buildable formula and blendable. And, you know, we haven't got a chance to get it in our hands just yet. The swatches look gorgeous. We have seen some sneak peek images, and it can be worn sort of over or under complexion products or even mixed with cream blush.
Right.
And the packaging itself is like this beautiful teal color. It's almost like a more impactful, punched up Tiffany blue.
Right.
And the kit, it's going to be available for purchase directly from her website on September 26th. So this is like a sneak peek, everyone.
Yes.
And it's going to retail for $75 US and $98 Canadian for the three-piece set.
Right. And the website is kjhbrand.com. So I guess that is the official name of the line. And the swatches you were talking about, like there's a light pink, light gold, light copper, light bronze.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of almost maybe like a cream version of some of those hourglass pigments that we love so much.
I wonder, Carlene, do you think we saw this being made when we were on our Cosmetica tour? Because we shared a couple of episodes ago that we did a factory tour of Cosmetica, and we know Katie Jane herself has come out and said that's where she made her products. So
that's true.
Maybe we were there alongside the products in big bins and we didn't even know.
I know. We should have swiped some. No, just kidding. We would never. We would never. So let's get into our chat today with Katie. She's going to share the news that she could at the time that we sat down with her about her new lineup. But she's also going to drop some serious makeup knowledge, which we love. Everything from the skin products she uses to get her clients red carpet ready, the foundations that have knocked her socks off recently, her mission to normalize skin texture, which is really cool and relatable, plus the oldest item in her kit that she should probably toss, but she just can't quit, is revealed.
Yeah. Plus we do a whole rapid fire, everything from her favorite tattoo to her favorite glasses brand. We get to know her. It's so much fun. And tips galore, of course. And of course, everything that we discussed today, we will link to it over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com under the episode recaps tab. And without further ado, welcome Katie Jane Hughes.
This episode is brought to you in part by Nutrafol. So nod your head if you're one of the 1 in 2 women listening who are experiencing hair thinning. Well, I see you. Perimenopause got me spotting these gaps in my hairline in the mirror. You are not alone, and there is hope. Nutrafol has been at this for a while, helping women address hair thinning from within with the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement that's clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. From postpartum to menopause to plant-based lifestyles, and no matter your life stage, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients, so you get the most reliable result. I use Women's Balance for, you know, when you're in your 40s and dealing with hormonal changes. And if you're not sure which one is right for you, you can go to Nutrafol.com to take their hair health wellness quiz to identify causes of your thinning hair. And Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. And no matter which formula you choose, Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism. In one clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. And big news, Nutrafol is now available in a vegan formula. Their newest supplement is formulated for women ages 18 plus with plant-based lifestyles who are experiencing signs of hair thinning. We have a promo code. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off with your first month subscription and free shipping. When you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING, find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. We'll link to this offer on our website, in our show notes, Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
From the offices of Create and Cultivate, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the host of Work Party, a podcast for ambitious women looking to create and cultivate the career of their dreams. Work Party is paving the way for a new generation of women, women who are redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. Every Wednesday, we bring in leading female powerhouses for real talk and BS-free advice on building your business. You'll hear from female founders, CEOs, entrepreneurs, creatives, and so many other badass ladies. Are you ready to create and cultivate the career of your dreams? Then tune into Work Party, the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. Katie Jane Hughes is here.
Yes.
First of all, we just did an audience survey a couple months ago and your name kept coming up constantly. People were like, when is she coming on? When is she coming on? We need to know all of your secrets.
And I'm so happy.
I'm personally such a huge fan of the newish series you're doing on YouTube, The Uncuts.
Thank you.
So these are like 5 to 10 minute videos, everybody, where Katie is kind of breaking down a topic like contour, blush, could be eyeliner, and she's not making any edits. So you get to see every step of how a pro like you does it. And like that includes like any like cleanup that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much better than like the TikTok transitions that we're in, which is just like,
you don't see nothing.
You like twirl the makeup brush in front of the camera and then boom. And then you're like, look incredible. So what inspired these videos and what one has the most views?
The one that has the most views is probably my Sephora favorites or something like that, or my 2023 favorites.
Okay.
What inspired these videos is actually laziness, because I'm not an editor, nor do I really have patience to wait for something to be edited and then me to sit through and sift through and go, oh, I don't like that bit, or I don't like this bit, let's edit this out. And I also don't know my way around a camera very well. Yeah. I know my way around my iPhone very well, but I don't know my way around a camera very well. So I was like, let me just see if I can figure this out on my iPhone. And I found an app. I'm an anti-gatekeeper. I will tell people everything.
I love it.
I found an app called Pro Movie Recorder. And it basically lets you shoot with the front camera in 4K. And I was like, okay, done. So I tried it for a few, uploaded them, figured out the way to upload with the highest quality. And I've got these 4K high-res videos from my front camera on my phone that I shoot in under 20 minutes just to keep them short and snappy. And, you know, I wanted to think of a series of why it made sense to have them unedited, or a way to like at least make it intentional. But I actually love the unedited because I think it feels very true to my aesthetic as a creative and my aesthetic as a person online and sharing a lot of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And so it's working out. I love it. I love it so much.
It's also very different in the mix of the content that's being made out there
now. Everything's so produced and edited. Yeah.
My first entree to like getting into your content was on Instagram.
Yes.
And I love your content. But yeah, it's like your approach. First of all, I love that you do makeup on yourself, because I just feel like that's so much more relatable.
Yeah.
In terms of trying to learn something. And what I like too is that sometimes you really push the look. Mm-hmm. But like, for example, it could be a chartreuse eye kind of thing. Right. But then somehow, even though it's so creative and editorial, it's something that people can actually do and pull off themselves. And I loved when you would do the thing where like the challenge
and then you'd
post.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You would post like the people doing it and getting the look and actually pulling it off. So like, how did you come to that?
KGH Academy really was born very much like in the pandemic of not having a creative output of being able to put makeup on other people's faces, and people DMing me saying, oh, I love this look, but I wonder what it would look like on me. I'm in the Black community. I'm in the South Asian community. How would it look? And I'm just like, okay, how about if I just like tell people to create it on themselves, and I pick 9 people to feature alongside my post on the feed after a weekend, give people the weekend to do it. Mm-hmm. And it honestly, it like blew up, and it was a really sort of very, very sort of, it was like a soul project for me in the pandemic. And it was like something to look forward to every mm-hmm. single weekend. And sort of, and then obviously when life started to come back to being busy and crazy and everybody like squeezing in as much stuff as they could.
Yeah.
it started to fall off a little bit. But I definitely, you know, I want to do more with Kidred Academy. It's not the Kidred Academy. It's just, what's it going to evolve to? Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I also love, you know, I think you were one of the first people, and I don't know if you use the hashtag as much anymore, but it's still very much your philosophy of like hashtag normalized skin texture on Instagram. And so you don't use Facetune at all, right?
I do not. I have it on my phone, I think, just because one time I think I wanted to see what my teeth looked like if they were whiter.
Yeah.
Like, I never ever softened my skin texture. I might increase my skin texture actually.
Oh, interesting.
Because sometimes the iPhone removes it.
Yeah.
And sometimes Flash removes it. And I want to see texture. I remember when I used to work back at Space NK in my 20s, early 20s, I was looking at like a pamphlet from a skincare brand. I was like, oh my God, there's literally zero pores on this person's face. That's so weird. And then I think back to then, it's like ingrained in me that like, I want to see pores. I want to see skin. Yeah. I want to see peach fuzz. I want to see texture.
Yeah.
And then I think it's great that there's people with even more sort of, you know, rosacea and like, you know, cystic acne really sort of showing that off. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's normal.
100%.
Normalize it all.
And normalize it all.
Normalize anxiety. Normalize IVF. Normalize everything.
Yeah. 100%.
Totally.
And I know that you're also really known for this like glow up skin and it's like so fresh. And I'm always like, oh, I just want that. How do you make it so the foundation is like imperceptible? And then on top of that, have there been any foundations recently that have like knocked your socks off?
There is a new, the reformulation of the Tawny Doll from Lancome is amazing.
It's in
I'm actually wearing it right now. I've got a lot of blush on.
I was
wondering
the
saturation
what you're wearing.
Of
looks
the
good.
Camera is making my blush look more. But it's gorgeous. It's the one with the white cap. It's like skin caring foundation. It's beautiful. But I love like a good, like I'm obsessed with that rose ink tinted serum, the Radiant Reveal serum. It's kind of like a lighter version of Glossier Future Dew. It's not as thick and not as glossy. I also love Glossier Future Dew. And so I love those types of products to put under the makeup and then put sort of something full coverage where the skin is going to get shiny and oily throughout the day, but then let that shininess be very forward on the high points of the
face. Okay.
And get that contrast.
So that's really the trick.
It doesn't look
trick.
Like a shine sheet across your whole face.
Yeah. So because I'm always like, oh, let me use the Say Super Glowy Gel. I'm very oily. And then I'll like, then I will put, like I have that foundation you just talked about. Yeah. I have it in my bag over there.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, wait, is this completely wrong?
Because
I'm not. I have Luminous Silk on right now.
Oh, it looks
but
good. It looks good on you.
Oh, thank you. But you're a fan of that.
Luminous Silk is definitely an OG and something that people always go back to.
Yeah.
It's wish that it came in a lighter component for my kit, but I just carry concealers in my kit.
Yeah.
Concealers are lighter and I can typically carry like 50 shades of concealer and have to depot or decant.
Okay. So that's not completely out of the question then to use a very glowy base and then put a long wear foundation on top.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, guys.
All full coverage concealer just where you need it.
Yeah.
Like a skin looking super radiant, super glossy, super gorgeous. And then just put concealer in an intense coverage around the eyes, nose, and mouth. And it will look like you've got full coverage. It'll look like you've got flawless face, but it won't look like you've got anything on.
Okay.
Because you've not got a mask like finish over the entire of the face. You're letting a lot of these natural shadows down the cheeks and maybe under the jaw and in the forehead, because our forehead is always darker than the rest of our face from the sun.
Right.
The nose might be a little bit darker than the jawline, you know, so all of these areas that you don't think of are actually have a bit more color than others.
Yeah.
Especially in deeper complexions too.
I have a question. It's from our Facebook chat room actually for you from Denise, but I experience this as well. It's just like the breaking down of the foundation halfway through the day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we can touch up and stuff, but like, how do you avoid that?
I think the first thing that I always ask people when they give me this question is, are you a face toucher? Not to like blame them, but if you're a face toucher, that is definitely a thing. And so I think that it typically is a bad combination of products, like a combination of maybe something silicone-y in there that doesn't really like the foundation that you're using. It could be that something's rolling. There's many things. The thing that I always suggest is because there's almost too many things that it could be to name. The thing that I always suggest is I say, try a new foundation for the first day that you ever get it with zero on your face. Just wash your face, let your skin dry. If your skin feels super tight and you can't, and it's going to like be scraping it on, then you can put like a little something in your hands and just press just to get rid of that tight feeling. But if you can put a foundation on before any skincare, wear it for a few hours, you'll actually see what that foundation is going to do on your face throughout the day. Therefore, then you'll know what to supplement with.
Interesting.
Hmm.
A good point.
Like it makes it, when you try it, you'll be like, ah.
Right. You'll see naturally, like maybe where your oil's coming through or what have you.
Yep. And you'll see like, oh, wow, I'm a little bit this. And also with pores, foundation being sort of being more visible on the pores. Beauty blenders are really great for that. Mm-hmm. Or just like pressing it in. Sometimes when you sweep too much with a brush, you're just gliding something over and not really kneading it and melting it into the skin that much. If you really sort of start to push something into the skin a little bit, sometimes it can lift off. That could be a dry skin texture. You need to exfoliate a little perhaps. But that sometimes sweeping with a brush makes those pores a lot more visible. So you just got to kind of dab it in.
It's such a good point because sometimes I'm going, am I blending it or am I taking off my foundation?
Well, that definitely is also a thing.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
And I sometimes think I've taken it off too much.
Right.
And mm-hmm. then I'm like, no wonder.
Especially in the nose area.
Or just like anywhere in here where you're trying to get the coverage. I'm trying to like blend it and make it look nice.
There's a fine line with pressure. Yeah. Pressure should be delicate.
Brush pressure.
Brush or fingers, whichever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, unless you're trying to get something off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because there's also like, you know, sweeping it on versus like stippling it into the skin or like something like a long wear, like the Tanti Del, however you say that. How do you apply that?
I apply it with a brush.
You do?
Or I mean, I actually think that's a beautiful foundation with fingers as well.
Okay.
But I like a brush just for precision and just being able to get around the eyes, nose, and mouth. Because I like a small brush, like a large eyeshadow brush to like get in and around the nose and eyes and mouth and stuff instead of a big brush.
Yeah.
A big brush if I know that I want to do coverage from here to here, from the ear to the ear.
Yeah.
But a small brush if I know I want it just to be concentrated coverage in the T-zone, spread thinly out everywhere else.
Okay. Okay. Love these tips.
Now, we had a question from one of our listeners, Kate. I haven't heard this before. So, you know, this one's for the freckled girlies out there. She says, I have a full face of freckles and I like showing them off. I find that a lot of foundations can make them look ashy.
Yes.
What are Katie's favorite base products for freckled skin? I love to know her favorite base products for no makeup makeup.
I would say a good, like, sheer skin tint, like a Face and Body from MAC or Glossier skin tint or even Glossier stretch concealer. What I would say, somebody does like a little bit of coverage though, because, well, there's two things you can do. Sorry. So let me backtrack. You would do whatever complexion you want to do. You can either go back in with a freckle pen and just redefine the few that you've kind of gone a bit of a tone that you don't like, or you can take a very pointy Q-tip or a small eyeliner brush and be meticulous and pinpoint it out. But if you keep the complexion sheer, you shouldn't need to do that. It's only going to like tone them a little. It's if you go too white, if you go too light in your complexion, it's going to make it weirder. It's like if you err on the side of a tad warmer, perhaps, it's not going to make them look gray.
Okay. Good tip.
It will just give them a slightly sheerer look, probably.
Okay. Right. And I know you just mentioned the Glossier stretch concealer, which a lot of people love. I've heard you say, I think on your channel, that a lot of people use that product wrong because they're using it under their eyes.
They can use it under their eyes. It's just a greasy concealer. And I love that about it. That's like, it's my favorite thing about that product. It's like an emollient, rich,
but it's not for covering dark circles.
It's not a coverage concealer.
Yeah.
It's like I don't like makeup and I just want to look like I've got, you know, a little bit better skin than what I had. I typically use that product with a fluffy brush over my entire face. Like a tinted
whole
face. Because it's so, it's sheer, but it's not. It's like, I was having a conversation with a PD, Ashley at Glossier, a couple weeks ago. She's like, I can't believe you think it's sheer. I was like, I guess the way I'm using it makes it sheer. It's like, it's like anything. You could make double wear from Estee Lauder sheer if you wanted to.
Right.
You just put in you put like a juicier skin prep of your life underneath.
Yeah.
It's
going
to sheer it down by like 50 to 80%.
Yeah.
So I love that product so much. But yeah, I like to sheer it through over the entire surface of the face. And then my favorite combo of two concealers is Glossier Stretch with the NARS Soft Matte Complete Concealer.
Oh.
So I'll do Glossier Stretch everywhere and then I'll do Soft Matte Complete Concealer just under the eyes and nose and mouth because that matte texture I want in those areas where I'm...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right. Gonna get a little bit creasing. But I will also make sure it's not too greasy under there first. I'm not like putting glossy stuff and then putting matte over the top. It's like you've got to have it sheer first.
Conair is one of our show partners this week, and I want to introduce you to the new Curl Secret by Conair. So this is a ceramic barrel auto curler, and really this is going to be the new go-to styling tool for effortless curls. At the push of a button, Hair goes in, curl comes out. It's just like magic. So the reimagined auto curler, to me, the update, it's really all about customization with this tool. You can select the desired temperature. So there's 5 different ones to choose from for all hair types. You can also decide on what curl type you want. So whether you want defined curls or you want loose waves or you just want sort of that beachy wave look. And you can decide the curl direction. So I tried it and you simply place a section of hair into the automatic curler. It kind of has this peekaboo chamber around the ceramic barrel. Then you push start and watch hair gently wrap around the barrel. And it even beeps when it's time to release the auto curler. And I find that working in smaller sections, you get a better result. So it's got that ceramic barrel to protect your hair. And don't worry about tangles. Be sure to brush your hair out really well beforehand. And then they actually have built-in anti-tangle tech that helps keep hair smooth and protected while styling. So you get those longer lasting curls. And I think one of my favorite features is that there's an auto shut off. So if the curler has been on for 60 minutes, it actually automatically shuts off. That peace of mind is just so, so great. So if you want to check this out for yourself, you can shop Curl Secret by Conair exclusively at Ulta. Once again, shop Curl Secret by Conair exclusively at Ulta. We'll link to this product in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
We're going to continue to get your secrets. Is it true that you use a credit card to exfoliate?
I do it on my body. Okay. I take an old credit card in the shower and I think I read it somewhere else. And then I was like, I did that and tried it and it worked. You take an old credit card and it like literally scrapes dead skin off your body in the shower. It's amazing.
Hell yeah.
And there's actually a tool. They've made a tool. It's like a wooden handle with like a blade, but it's not a blade. It's like a piece of metal that's like blunt, very, very blunt.
Yeah.
And, you know, soft at the edges, whatever. But it doesn't do as good as not as good as a credit card.
Okay.
Credit card's is thinner.
Discover Hack. Card, Amex, any preference?
Amex. Whatever.
Amex, yeah.
Okay. Gold Amex.
How did I know that?
Gold Amex on the go.
Yeah.
Actually, the only Amex, so it's not an Amex.
Love it. Love it. We need to talk about your Batwing eyeliner hack. So first of all, this is a trick for hooded eye girlies out there like myself so that bold eyeliner looks don't disappear. I feel like I haven't tried it that well, but please, can you explain it for our audience who's listening what it looks like?
You're actually wearing it, but in the eyeshadow version.
Yeah, okay.
You're wearing the eyeshadow version of the exact same thing.
Okay, okay.
You've gone invisible space with your eyes open.
Yes.
That is the only thing you need to know. The only thing you need to know is go and play in the space where you can see when your eyes are open and looking straight ahead at someone.
Okay.
If you do your eye makeup like this.
Closed eyes.
Most eyes. Closed. If most eyes with your eyes closed or your eyes look down or pulling your eyelid up or whatever, most eyes you're going to lose a lot of the color. Like most of us will, unless you're 2 years old.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, take a look at the at your camera and let's
Which one's
just get,
my
it,
close
let's
my
just
close
get it tight on Jill.
Number four.
Get it tight on Jill and those perfectly applied eyeshadow because you've got hooded eyes.
Yeah.
But I can see your eyeshadow thoroughly.
Yeah. I feel though,
great.
But I feel like the liner looks so much cooler. That's what I'm trying
liner
to achieve.
Looks definitely more dramatic.
Yes.
But you could wear liner with this.
And this I think, is true.
But with you on your eyes, I would keep your eye open for the wing, but then I would have to close your eye to get across the lash line.
Right.
But I would keep it slim across the lash line.
Yeah.
And then I would sort of just be meticulous about how I'm, you know, getting it done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's totally doable. It's a case of just kind of doing a little bit of your head up for the lash line. Head neutral for the wing and just sort of doing it in bits.
Yeah.
And using a medium that isn't too fluid. If the eyeliner that you're using is too liquidy, it can actually create a mess and then you'll panic and whatever. I think starting with like a Kohl pencil.
Yeah.
Starting to learn and practice with Kohl or even an eyeshadow and a skinny eyeliner brush is because it's, you know, and just practice on the way when you're not going anywhere. Don't do it
like right before bed, basically.
Yeah, perfect.
And then you take it off.
Right.
I'm like, who cares?
And it's muscle memory too. And it's also the angle of your hand kind of changes everything. It's like if I went and did eyeliner like that with my arm down here, my eyeliner is going to go down. I have to go in line with my eye for it to go out. Or if I want it to go up, I might go like my hand position is changing depending on where it's going.
Yeah. So holding your elbow down by your side is not the best position. It's holding
that is good because you're giving yourself stability, but the placement of the pencil in your fingers is very important.
Should be like parallel to your eye.
Parallel to your eye if you want it to come out of the side.
Okay.
But also, that said, this is counterintuitive to all these tips, but if any of those things are something you're not doing and you're getting what you want, don't change it.
Yeah. Fair.
It doesn't matter, but as long as it works for you, it makes you happy.
And do you use eyeshadow primer?
I don't, actually. I don't love them. I find that they sticky the shadow too much, and I then can't blend the shadow over the top. I think I like, for my priming technique, just a tiny bit of concealer and some powder.
Yeah.
Well, I do think that some people do need primer. Yeah. Like if somebody's like an eyeshadow wearer, I would imagine you like a primer.
Yeah, I do. Although I have to admit, my favorite one, which is from Urban Decay, and I've used it for years. I think there's like a slight, I don't know, it's tacky, right? It's almost like a glue element. It's starting to make my eyes water. Oh, like as I've gotten older, it's like irritating a little more.
Try the milk one.
No,
that one might be nice for you. Okay, you should try that one. I like milk one, and I like kind of like the Too Faced ones too. But yeah, I don't like live by a primer. I'm like a primer, no primer person.
Okay, love it.
Okay, what about mascara? Is there a trick for not letting it smudge all over your lids when applying?
Yes, looking down into a mirror. So if you look, if this is your mirror, my hand, I've changed my eyelash position like tenfold. My eyelashes are now down here versus in line with my lid.
Right.
So if you look down into a mirror, you'll get much more seamless application as far as it being on the skin. If you do get it on the skin, let it dry. Take a spoolie, a soft spoolie, not a hard spoolie. Could be an eyebrow wand. It could be an old spoolie from an old mascara that was soft and you just cleaned it and kept it because they're totally usable. They're makeup brushes inside those mascara tubes. And then you just buff it off. Because you got to let it dry till it gets like crunchy and then flaky and then you flick it off.
And I need to ask, what would be the eyeliner you would use to batwing Jill's eyes?
I would use probably the Vive Muse one or the Surratt Beauty one, or I would use Fix Plus from MAC with a bit of a black eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't going to give us insane longevity, but I would probably do, or I would do a Kohl pencil first and then a liquid over the top. But
I just discovered Vive Muse.
Amazing.
I was finally able to get my hands on it and I brought it with me.
Did you try the eyeliner?
No, she didn't send me the eyeliner. She did send me the eyeliner. I just haven't tried it yet.
It's very, very good.
I am obsessed with the eyeshadow palette.
Yeah, they're
beautiful. And she's so cool.
She is. She's the best. Jamie's the best.
Yeah.
We love Jamie.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Rocket Money. So I don't know if many of you have heard of Rocket Money. I had not. Here's why you need to know about it. This is one of those clever things. It reminds me, I'm in LA right now. People here, they just know all the hacks. You can pre-book your parking spot at Dodger Stadium. You know, you can bid for it. You can take an executive ride instead of Uber and like pay bottom dollar and look like a celebrity getting out of your vehicle. Rocket Money is like that. It's so smart. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. So if you've ever, like me, signed up for a free trial and then forgot about it and suddenly you're being charged, that's the kind of thing that Rocket Money will catch. They'll also alert you to an increase in subscription price, and they'll even cancel a subscription with just a click of a button, so you don't have to be sitting on the phone for hours on end on hold. And according to Rocket Money, the average person has 12 paid subscriptions going at any given time and only remember signing up for about half of them. Most of us think we're spending around $80 a month on subscriptions. No, no, no. They've discovered we're spending more like $200. So it's just by putting all of these subscriptions in one place, we can see exactly where our money is going. And apparently even they will negotiate our bills down for us. So you're spending like 20% less. That's amazing. Rocket Money has over 3 million users and counting, saving customers an average of $700 a year. Think of all those beauty products you could be buying instead. So stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/beauty. That's rocketmoney.com/beauty. We're going to link to that in our show notes and on our website, rocketmoney.com/beauty.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we know that you've collaborated in the past with like Elemis, Revlon, Glossier, and now you are working on, this is big news, Katie Jane Hughes, your own line. What can you tell us? What can you reveal right here on Breaking Beauty?
You know, this has been a long time coming. I've been sampling this formula that I'm launching in September for a good 3 years now. And I actually just want to preface that with, I don't necessarily, yes, some things do take a long time to develop, but I'm not going to be one of those brand founders that like, oh my God, this is revolutionary. This has never been done before. This brand is going to be exclusively about education, and there is a bonus of products that is tangible in your hand that you can hold and take with you in your day.
Okay.
And I found myself sort of having that, like, you know, existential feeling of like, do I want to do a brand one day? Do I not? I don't know. What's, there's so much stuff already out there, and I still feel that way. And so it's definitely going to be a slow beauty type of brand versus a fast beauty type of brand. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I decided to actually move forward with the concept of a brand, a product, it's not a brand yet, it's a product when it drops, because it's only one thing. When it kept dawning on me that like people would always be like, oh, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? And I'm like, well, this is from MAC. This is from Estee Lauder. This is from, you know, whatever. And there was nowhere for everybody to ever buy all of those things in one go, really, because like sometimes Sephora wouldn't sell something and you'd have to go there to, right, to Neiman Marcus or whatever. And so I was like, okay. Then it came down to education. And I was like, how do I educate with product? I educate by kind of almost breaking it down and reversing it. And I'm like, okay, don't think of what the product is or what it does or what it says on the label. Think about the texture. Let's look at the texture. Let's talk about the texture. Let's see, you know, what that texture does on the skin, what things do over that texture. Like people say, how do I stop my mascara from creasing? I'm like, watch your eye cream. It's the texture of your eye cream. It's making your mascara move, not your mascara, probably. Could be the heat of the 95 degree day today.
Yeah.
It could also very much be your eye cream. Anyway, or your concealer. So that's when I was like, I need to create a brand that's extremely educational. Not that the other brands aren't doing it, but like, love Glossier so much. So this isn't a dig. This is me just saying Glossier is the brand that you don't need any education for those products.
That's
you just
right.
Whip it out of your bag and you can do it without even needing
skin first, makeup second.
Yes. And like even the lip colors, not the new ones probably, but even that kind of the new ones, because Jisoo is like a fluffy matte. You can, if you're creative and you're crafty, you can kind of just go in the center of the lip and smear it. And I think you could be confident not to use a mirror for that product. That said, I want products that are complicated.
Right.
My products are going to be complicated. I want them to be reverse engineered versions of things that already exist. So I'm deconstructing something that already exists and giving it to you in separate packaging.
Okay. Fascinating. Okay.
It's like this first drop is going to be like a deconstructed highlighter. So there's multiple textures come in the same box.
Okay.
And then a brush. So you've got, you're in control.
Yeah.
You're in total control of what it is. Four shades, one mixing medium, a brush.
Okay. Incredible.
So why did you start there with a highlighter?
I don't know. I think it felt like the easiest thing for me because I knew highlighter and dewy skin so well. And I felt like I knew the formulas that I wanted to try. And I sampled a cream formula from a Canadian lab in a stick. And I was like, I want this, but I want you to take whatever that wet thing is inside that's making it a cream and separate it and give it to me in a tube. And then put that cream, shiny, glossy, shimmery stuff with the pearl in a jar and make it more intense and make it more opaque and make it more of everything.
Yeah.
And then I want to be able to say to the consumer, the user of this product, take a drop of the serum of your oily, mix it with the creme. Take four drops of the serum of your dry, mix it with the creme, and tap it on your face.
Oh, interesting.
You can use it on eyes, lips, and face, everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And the brush is
new? Like a beautiful angled brush. The packaging is green. The packaging is green. We're probably going to change the color of the packaging with each evolution of a category.
Oh, wow.
So I want your dressing table to be like, oh, okay, that's green. That's my cheek stuff. Oh, that said, as much as I can, with this brand, I don't want anything to be specific to that one area. Like, I'll very much be like, oh, well, if it's a lip product, I also want it to be safe for the cheeks, vice versa.
Right.
So, but I just kind of want to, everything's going to have its like, you know, general category, right? So it's going to start with like a green on teal color story. The next product that I want to do will have like a purple on mulberry color story. So like, I'm so much more inspired by color combinations than I am like anything else. I think color stories, like, I remember driving through like Notting Hill one day and seeing three houses that met, that touched in like on one of those cute streets and nothing else. Like, oh my God, those houses are so pretty next to each other because the colors worked.
That's right.
One time I opened my tumble dryer and there was a red sweater, a dark red sweater, a pink sweater, and then like something out, and then a even darker red again, and three colors next to each other. And I was like, took a picture of it, and I went and created a makeup look inspired by those colors and used it as a carousel, because it's just like, inspiration is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's truly, truly everywhere.
It's true.
I love this concept, because I was saying to Jill that there's something that kind of sad happened when the industry shifted with content creators from YouTube, which was all about tutorials, And then that was oversaturated and everything moved to like the 5 second video on TikTok.
Yeah.
But it was like the evolution of the tutorial kind of got lost in the process. And I was like, for somebody like me who is not a makeup artist, I don't have time to watch a 50 minute video, but I still need that education. Like I need that help. Right. So, and I said to Jill, I was like, there's actually a real opportunity here for, you know, certain people to step in, which I feel like you've done so well. But I love that there's now kind of like a brand to go with that ethos.
Yes.
It feels like.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not definitely not the only person doing it. I think Violette does an amazing job of educating with her content for, around the brand. I think she even started with her educational platform on YouTube. It was beautiful. But everybody, what I've learned so much over the years of teaching so much on YouTube and on social, because YouTube's new, is that everybody learns very differently from different people. It's almost like different people's voices kind of click in people's heads. And that's why there is so much room at the table for everybody. And there should never be like this, like, oh, gatekeeping situation, because I can show a makeup look, somebody else is going to be able to create it identically the same because they don't have my hands. Not saying that in an ego way. It's just fact. It's like I was talking to a hairdresser friend about it. She's like, I could give somebody my whole kit and show them how to do the look, but they're not going to recreate it the same because there's nuances that we each have differently. And that's what makes it beautiful because we're different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even so, you like recreated the Patty Dubroff, Sophia Richie makeup. Yeah. And it's like, and it's gorgeous. It's just not, a it's slight not, different.
I don't have my hands.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's literally, and so I think it's important that we'll share the space and we'll honor each other. But I do agree heavily that like I'm exhausted on social media these days because everything is so fast. And it's almost like that fast then affects you in a way that then affects you when you're not even on social media, because then I think everything else feels like it has to be that fast for it to for you to be able to get loads of stuff done. But it's like I'm like a critical list maker. Like I make a list every single day and I tick off my things at the end of the day, and it helps me feel like I've gone about my day. And if I don't do that, I'm not like together, or I don't feel buttoned up. But you know, the whole like super viral, everybody wants something to go viral. That's the feeling these days, which is sad, really. In a way, because it's a sad feeling to feel that like you're just on the rat race of like you're on the hamster wheel of feeling like something has to, you know. And I just wish that we could like strip it back a little bit, which is what I'm trying to do with YouTube essentially. Is just strip it back and bring a little bit more slow and a little bit more. And that's why sometimes with my voiceovers, even on my fast speedy reels, I'm like, hi, welcome. Hi. I didn't do it intentionally. I just started because my husband sleeps 10 feet away from where I'm making my voiceovers. I once was just like, let me just be a bit quiet because Tarek's snoring up there.
Right.
And then people are like, oh my God, your voice is so soothing. And then it kept happening. I was like, okay, great. So I'll keep doing this. This is fun.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's a thing. What's been the, like, anything surprised you, like, about this product development situation? Like, or did you surprise yourself where you were like so assured in what you knew that you wanted? Or I would be horrific, I think, in a product lab, because there'd be too many choices.
Yeah. The other day I was in a lab in Canada and there was so many choices of like new innovation that I was looking at. I was like, oh my God, I would love to develop that. I want to develop that. But you have to like slow down and be like, okay, but why do I want to develop that? And does it already exist?
Right.
If it doesn't exist, if it does exist, how do we change it and make it different or better? And so definitely packaging is the hardest part. I have a packaging consultant, thank God. She is amazing. And I could not do it without her. She's like the one that's like telling the lab, like, no, this just is not good enough. You need this to not leak. This has to, you know, be tighter. This has to be this. Like this logo is like off, whatever. Formula is very much like in my wheelhouse. I'm very comfortable with formula. Ingredient lists, that's a cosmetic chemist situation. And I'll get there in time. But I'm doing my due diligence and hiring the right people to be able to like make sure that I'm doing everything appropriately and correctly. But formula and texture and what something does and performs is like, I fucking love it. It's so fun.
I'm so excited to get my hands on it and play with everything. We don't have a ton of time with you, but I did want to ask you, because you work with so many high profile celebrities. You did Hailey Bieber recently. What are the top three skin products you use for those high profile kind of situations? And what do you know, like a red carpet look?
For red carpet skin, I actually like to keep skin prep to a minimum because I'm not with them. And so that said, Hailey prepped her own skin when I did her makeup last week.
Okay.
I was like, is your skin prepped done? She was like, yep. Yeah. And it looked perfect. And I was like, I'm not touching it. There's no point. She knows her skin better than anybody.
Right.
It's otherworldly. Skin is bonkers. And she just knows. She knows how to do it very well. And that's why I believe in her brand so much, because I don't think she's just this person that slapped a name on a product.
Yeah.
She truly, truly knows what those ingredients are doing. She truly knows what a formula should look and feel like and what the ingredients are. She's consulting with the right creatives as well on the side, like in the cosmetic chemist area. So for Haley, she prepped her own skin, but she also didn't overdo it, which I was really glad about because then it allowed for me to build on top of it. Sometimes I did makeup for a person about 6 months ago. She's an industry person versus a celebrity. She was like, shall I do my skincare? I was like, no, I'll do it. She was like, it's okay, I'll do it. I'll just put a little bit. I was like, just do a little bit of oil or a little bit of serum or something. Oh my God, she sat in that chair. She'd put on an oil, a serum, full creme de la mer, bloody greasy face cream, and that makeup. And I like tried to like massage it through and get some of it off.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be offensive to her and then take off her skincare. Not offensive, but I didn't want to be like, okay.
Yeah, redo,
but
redo.
But it was just
yeah.
slipping and sliding and nothing would stick. And I was just like, oh my God. And so, you know, there's instances where I would take it off and start again. It was working. It was just harder to get there.
Yeah.
But I like a more silky surface than a wet surface to prep on celebrities because I like being able to then add emollients with shiny serums and shiny glossy products after if I need more shine.
Yeah.
Because then at least I know the skincare isn't going to start sinking through, like bleeding through the makeup and then getting throughout the night.
Silky base product.
I actually would say it's not a base product and it's an exfoliator. I would say like a Ren Ready Steady Glow Tonic is the one step that I think is essential because if there's dry skin on that face, nothing is going to look sexy and sleek and polished.
You'll do it in the moment?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Amazing. Instant result.
Instant
glow. Just a little. Or I'll give them a flannel and a face wash and be like, can you just go into the bathroom and buff your skin because you're dry? That's what I'll do on set, most of them with celebrity clients.
Yeah.
Celebrity clients, typically their skin is ridiculous and they're getting facials frequently and stuff. And so it's not as much of a worry there. But with like models, I love to always have like a flannel. I'm like buff, get that dry skin off.
Right. Yeah. It's like everybody, that the secret's out. If you see Katie coming toward you with a face cloth,
you know you've done something.
Bitch,
wrong.
You're dry. Go in the bathroom.
Yeah. Like, even me, if I go to bed, I use like a cleanser. I love the U Beauty cleanser so much. It's like, it's literally like butter. I'll put it on my skin and then wash it off with a hot washcloth and I'll really scrub with the cloth. And then I'll sometimes prep with skincare. Sometimes I'll just let my skin, let my natural oils sort of acclimate.
The other thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to pretend for a second that you take a trip to Europe and the airline has lost all of your baggage, unfortunately, very sadly. Somebody has given you a coupon to go into Beauty World. This is an imaginary store. And you go in, you're only allowed to buy three products. It doesn't matter the price point, but you're only allowed to walk out with three things. What would those three things be?
A mascara, a red lipstick, and a concealer.
And which ones?
Oh, mascara would be Tower 28 Make Waves. Red lipstick would be Beso from Stila. And concealer would be Stretch from Glossier. The concealer is obviously a complexion product, but it is also a mixing medium for that lipstick to then turn that red lipstick into a pink lipstick for your cheek as a blush. The mascara, if you do it the right way, you can also create eyeliner.
Right.
Wow. Except for my eyebrows.
And also, your brows are so iconic at this point.
You're nice.
And I'm staring at them. I'm like,
evolved.
What the hell?
Oh,
it's amazing.
I look back at photos from 10, 6, 7 years ago when I started doing social. I'm like, oh my God. Those are not cute.
But they look like you have individual hairs.
That's good. Thanks. They're very like, it's therapeutic to do it. I love this pen from Nabla. I don't want to say it like that. Nabla. N-A-B-L-A. Nabla. It's an Italian brand. Beautiful.
Oh, interesting.
Very good.
Okay. We'll link to that, guys. Don't worry.
I actually thought
that
that would have been maybe one of your first products, but
people do say that. I actually have an idea for something in the eyeliner eyebrow category, but it would be a slightly different innovation. Slightly different. Though I've got two interesting ideas.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sneak peek.
I want to like give. I want people to feel like they're artists when they're doing their makeup. Not makeup artists. Painters. Artists.
Oh, beautiful.
Bob Ross vibes.
Beautiful.
Love it. We have one more question for you before we do a fun round of rapid fire. You kind of touched on this earlier, but you have opened up about some personal stuff on social media as well. Hashimoto's, anxiety, as you were saying, normalize it. Fertility journey, normalize it. Is there anything that you've learned in the past handful of years when a lot of us have really been looking inward that you'd like to share that made a profound difference in your life?
You know, over the past like month, I've felt like particularly frazzled with like my mom's been a little bit in and out of hospital with some health stuff. And then Tarek and I have been trying to purchase a home in Jersey that's, you know, or anywhere an hour outside of. There's just been so much happening with the brand, with possible home things falling through left, right and center, my mom and being far away. And just like taking time to be still and to just to focus on something that brings you joy. For me, it's cleaning the house with loud music on and just dancing around and being silly and goofy. But the thing that's truly, truly helped me in like a way that actually I could actually, that I think would impact other people more profoundly than what I just said is there's an app that I discovered last summer before I was about to travel. I'm a nervous flyer. I'm just a general anxiety person, but travel is a difficult one for me, especially when it's like a lot of, I'm fine when it's just like one quick red eye to London and I'm there for 2 weeks and then coming back. But last summer we were going to Cairo on a 10-hour flight with Leia in Germany. Then there was a 5-hour car ride to the beach. Mm-hmm. And then there was, I had to come back to America for a quick job to then go back to the UK. So it was like a lot of, it was a lot. I don't want to fly over the ocean that many times in 1 month. Like it freaks me out. It scares me, whatever. Even though I know I'm very safe in an aircraft, it's silly. I'm like, I bike around the city like a hooligan. So I know the odds are being in a plane are much safer than my everyday
life. That's right.
I found an app called Dare, D-A-R-E. Hmm. And it's this guy with an Irish accent that's just speaking to you through his app. And it is friggin' amazing. And he talks to you and it calms you down. But he's talking to you in a way that's like analytical and like data versus it's going to be okay.
Right.
You're going to be fine. Just hug your dog. Like, it's not that. It's that, like, why is the brain doing this? And how do I actually then challenge this? So one of the things that this app tells you to do, mm-hmm. when you're in an anxious state, let's say right now if I was having a panic attack for whatever reason, you have to then, something in my brain will switch on and it would say to that anxious mini Katie inside of my chest or belly, okay, but can you make it hurt more? Can you make it feel worse? And when you actually say to your anxiety, okay, anxiety, can you actually make these feelings feel worse? It can't. You literally ask it to. You literally try and say, make it feel worse. And then when it actually doesn't get worse, mm-hmm. you then realize that it's not real. Mm-hmm. And so it just starts to like dissipate a little bit. And then the more you do it, the better it gets.
Yeah, incredible.
It's amazing. It's truly, truly amazing. And you have to listen to it. I think I probably didn't relay the message as accurately as it is.
I just Googled it. It says the DARE, it's a panic and anxiety relief app.
Yep.
You had me at Irish guy. I feel like anybody listening.
His accent though, he's like, so the DARE response, D-A-R-E. I'm like, oh my God. The way he says "aw" is so cute. Yeah. It sounds like he's saying the full word air.
Yeah.
D-A-R-E. I love it. It's bloody great.
Oh my gosh, that's a great impression.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that. I feel like that's going
to
really help you.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're going to link to that, guys. It's truly the best app I ever downloaded. Yeah, ever.
Okay.
All right, let's do some fun rapid fire. Jill, kick it off.
Okay, Katie Jane Hughes, what is the oldest makeup item in your kit that you just can't quit?
Oh my God, that's really hard, you guys. Like oldest years or oldest? Like in the, like down to the nub of
the
thing. Oh, like Endless Cacao Lip Liner. It's probably the size of a, like a cigarette butt.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, which liner?
Endless Cacao. Well, it's not lip liner. Endless Cacao for makeup private. It's a pencil that I used to like.
Okay. Which makeup product do you think most people are using wrong and what's the fix?
It's having your brushes loose in a makeup bag with your products floating in there as well, because there is no way those brushes are clean because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They should go in a tiny little Ziploc bag, punch a few holes in it to keep them aired out.
Okay.
A tiny little Ziploc bag can then go inside your makeup bag. Separate that shit.
Okay.
Good. And a sharpener. Sharpener should always go in a Ziploc bag inside your makeup bag.
Okay. Separate.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Made a mess out of those before. Okay.
This is iconic to your look. What's your favorite glasses brand?
I mean, accessible Warby, well, mid-level, mid-range accessible Warby Parker. I feel like Warby Parker always have amazing options. But then my favorite glasses currently are these Danielle Rattray. They're kind of like a small cat eye, but with a squared off corner. They're amazing. Danielle Rattray, she's Scottish. She's amazing. Amazing. Small female.
What are you wearing today?
These are Warby Parker. They're called the Abe and they are transitions because I am 95 years old inside.
Yeah.
But they're also amazing. I go outside and they literally convert to sunglasses. It's like, great. I don't have to take, I hate going out of the house. Yeah. Stuff. I mean, my bag is like, tiny.
Teeny weeny little Gucci over there.
Off it.
Yeah. If you were a makeup shade, what shade would you be?
Makeup shade, I would say frisky pink.
Okay.
I love that.
Wait, I'm gone. I'm trying to describe a color, but I don't know how to describe it. The color is a pinky reddish tone with shimmer in it, like for the lip, like very Days of Our Lives. Like,
okay.
I feel like I'm like a new reincarnation of somebody from an 80s.
Okay, last question. Okay. What's your favorite tattoo and what does it mean to you?
I have an elephant on my inner elbow. It's a elephant with a J written into the tusk because my nan, when I was little, would tell us that my nan's name was Edna, but she would go by Judy because she hated the name Edna. And I was like, so where did you get the name Judy from? And I always used to call her Edna. I was like, hiya Edna. She's like, oh, come over. And so I'd say, hiya Edna. And so I'd say, where's Judy come from? She was like, oh, well, when I was a girl, and we don't know whether this is true or fake information, When I was a girl, I used to ride an elephant called Judy in Battersea Park. And for years and years, I was just like, that's such bogus, Nan. What are you like? We were all just like, yeah, all right, Nan, whatever. And then I Googled it as I was getting this tattoo, and there was elephants in Battersea Park in like the 40s.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Incredible.
So it's probably true. So I got a tattoo for my Nan because my cousin was going to get one. And I was like, you should get an elephant. And she didn't. And then I was like, fine, I'm getting it then.
I also noticed this 5+5 over here.
Oh, that means if it isn't going to matter in 5 years, don't stress it for more than 5 minutes. Do I practice that? No. Do I try? Sure.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Katie, for spending time with us.
Thank you for having
me. We know that you're so busy. You're so in demand. And I'm so pumped for you and your brand.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I know that our audience is going to be chomping at the bit to try it as well. So thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.